Teaching the Female Brain, How Girls Learn Math and Science. Author, Abigail Norfleet James. The Influence of Cognitive Gender Differences. With new visualizing techniques, we are beginning to be able to observe what parts of the brain are functioning when an individual is involved with a task, and we note that, in some respects, males and females don't process information in similar ways. This indicates that what women and men think and how they behave may be more influenced by the brain than previously thought. The more important point is that the differences are present very early, in some cases at birth, indicating the early influence of biology. With the new information about cognitive differences, we need to let girls know that they are not limited by biology, and that there are many reasons why they can do well in math and science. All they need are strategies and confidence, and you can help them acquire both. Sensory differences. Aside from the gender differences in the way that brain matures and functions, there are also significant differences in the way the senses function. For example, spatial relationships. Skills in the spatial relations are frequently given as reasons that students do well in STEM courses. Men traditionally excel in mental rotation, a skill that involves being able to determine which of several three-dimensional figures are the same as a target figure. They also excel at spatial perception, which involves being able to determine the relationship of a distant object to one's own body when there's distracting information. Spatial visualization appears to have no gender difference. This skill involves being able to find a simple figure in a complicated one. Are there gender-specific approaches to learning? 1. Auditory learning. Auditory learning occurs when the information is heard. Sources of auditory information are lectures, movies, etc. We know that girls' hearing is more acute than boys', so auditory information should be easier for girls to remember, and girls have better auditory memory than boys. Kinesthetic learning. Kinesthetic learning occurs when the information is manipulated. Sources of kinesthetic information are lab exercises, taking notes, acting, singing, etc. Kinesthetic learning tends to be more difficult for girls, as many are not inclined to manipulate materials. 3. Visual learning. Visual iconic learning occurs when the information is seen, but words are not central to the presentation of the information. Sources of visual iconic information are charts, tables, graphs, pictures, demonstrations, or movies. There is information that indicates that males are better at visual memory and visual learning in general, although other information implies that visual memory in girls matures before that of boys. Why girls don't like math? At least part of the problem with girls in math is that many just don't like the subject, and others have accepted the notion that girls can't do well in math, so there's no reason for them to try to like it. Part of the issue is their lack of confidence. Failure of any kind means that the girl does not fit the standard, and in her mind, risks exclusion, as well as the differences in problem-solving approaches. From the first day of life, girls are predisposed to look at faces rather than at objects, and boys, the other way around. As children develop, the preference continues, and girls are better able than boys to identify correctly emotional information in others based on facial expressions. What can be done to help? What follows are areas that will help create a classroom environment that will enable girls to achieve in mathematics, followed by specific suggestions for those areas. Early introduction. In the early years of school, girls and boys are equal in math ability and performance, but girls fall farther and farther behind boys as they progress through school. So whatever you do, do it early. This is particularly true for spatial relations, which probably are part of the skills necessary for geometry. Clearer instruction. Remember that girls use words to frame their memory and start from there. Focus on process, not product. Girls focus on the process and not the product. If they get the wrong answer, girls can become distressed and are more likely than boys to internalize that distress. Every time a girl gets a wrong answer, it adds to the evidence in her mind of her math inability. Science as a career. When girls take science courses, they frequently do well in them. But the fact is that many girls don't pursue science as a career. So what is the problem? 1. Access. Or lack of it. Part of the problem of access is that if women choose to have a family, the time that they take away from the pursuit of their interests is held against them. The result is that they lose their place in line, so to speak, and are less likely to be promoted at the same rate as their male colleagues. Science is uninteresting. Girls are usually uninterested in careers that do not afford them the opportunities to connect with others. 3. Collaborative learning style. Girls prefer to learn as part of a group. Getting engaged in collaborative and cooperative activities combined with lots of conversation about the activity. Spatial relationships. Given that science studies the world and how manipulations of parts of the world can affect events, it would seem that spatial skills would be an advantage in science. Why girls do well in science. The research is very clear that girls are much better at planning and attention and are somewhat better at successive processing than boys. Here, planning refers to behaviors involved in managing and regulating behavior. Attention refers to behaviors involved in being alert in the environment and resisting distractions. Even though girls have the skills to do well in science, many are going to need some assistance to believe that they can succeed. It will be helpful if you introduce early, work in groups, appeal to their interests, apply reality projects, as these require students to become involved in a topic, not merely observe science in the laboratory. Differentiated instruction. A differentiated classroom provides different avenues to acquiring content, to processing, and making sense of ideas, and to developing products so that each student can learn effectively. The following are key components of a differentiated instruction. 1. Qualitative approach. Some students learn best from written material. Others do better with hands-on activities. 2. Product. The product that the students present varies as well. Students may be asked to write a paper, give an oral report, put the material into a chart or graph, just to name a few. 3. Assessment. The assessments may be as simple as asking questions during class, or asking the students to respond to the chapter questions in their textbook to show their progress. 4. Multiple approaches. This may include reading, writing, building models, conducting debates, delivering reports, and the like. The combination of approaches is what makes differentiated instruction effective. 5. Test-taking strategies. Although we make every effort to give our students a variety of ways to demonstrate what they have learned, national standardized tests continue to benefit verbal learners. For some girls, this is an advantage, but for others, test anxiety and poor test-taking strategies mean that their poor test-taking skills present hurdles they find almost impossible to overcome. Help girls find the spark. Girls need your support, as there is so much in their lives that work against them to succeed academically, especially in the science, technology, engineering, and math courses. They may not ever want to continue in these courses into college, but they should be given the chance to do well. The problem in the past was that society assumed that girls would not be capable in math and science and never offered opportunities. Girls can do well in math and science, and many enjoy these subjects. Help those girls find the spark that may light their way to a career.